USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Another state is declaring a disaster due to the coronavirus.
To ensure that the state of Texas and our cities and counties are fully capable to prepare and respond to COVID-19, I am at this moment declaring a state disaster for all counties in the state of Texas.
That's Texas Republican Governor Greg Abbott making the announcement, saying his office will be issuing multiple orders and provide immediate availability to move resources across the state. Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi says the Democratic-led House will be passing a bill to help fight the coronavirus outbreak.
The three most important parts of this bill are testing, testing, testing.
No immediate response from the White House regarding that bill, and President Trump is declaring a national emergency regarding the coronavirus. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
I am doing it all. The water, the fiber, the exercise, but I still have constipation with belly pain, straining, and bloating that keep coming back. My doctor said that I may have a chronic medical condition called irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C.
Linzess, linaclotide, is a prescription medication that treats adults with IBS with constipation. Linzess helps relieve belly pain and lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements. Individual results may vary. Do not give to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. Talk to your doctor and learn more at Linzess.com. That's Linzess.com. Or call 1-800-LINZESS.
Former Vice President Joe Biden is requesting Secret Service protection as he continues to campaign for the White House. Congressional leaders were told Biden's campaign made the official request after protesters disrupted several events this month. Biden's wife helped to prevent two demonstrators from reaching him on Super Tuesday. Acting Department of Homeland Security needs to sign off on the request after a review is done. The coronavirus outbreak is impacting more than just humans, as we hear from USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
A town in Thailand being overrun by hungry monkeys because of the virus outbreak. Tourists usually feed the macaques in Lumpuri province, but the coronavirus outbreak has tourists staying away. So the monkeys that usually stay in nearby temples and easily get fed are taking to the streets. A viral video viewed over 350,000 times caught some of them fighting over a single banana in the middle of a busy street.
This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The craziness on Wall Street continues as many investors are hoping a coronavirus aid package from Washington will help stabilize the markets. Although when it comes to the stock market, Chris Hogan with Ramsey Solutions tells Fox News,
"We know we are definitely inside of a bear market and things are looking rough right now, but I'm reminding people that we've been here before. As we've walked through the situation with SARS and swine flu and post 9/11. So I'm telling people, while drama may be going on, we must remain calm. I want to caution people from making knee-jerk reactions when they're investing. And I'm reminding people this: understand your goal, revisit your process, and remember your plan. And that means talking to your investment professional, looking at things, and understanding what are some tweaks that you can make, but we don't want to panic."
And as far as people pulling out of the market and selling, Hogan believes,
"Well, I think if we look back to where, look at history, things that have gone down always come back up. And you and I have talked about this. The stock market's like riding a roller coaster. But I'm hearing from people that they are getting into the market. They're looking at this, that things are on sale right now, that there's a blue light flashing. And so they're being focused. So I think people need to understand their risk tolerance, but also they need to understand this process. Knee-jerk reactions lead to devastation and frustration. Be clear, remain focused, and get proper guidance."
For more news, check us out on Facebook at USA Radio. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.